Okay, David, chapter 2 of Galatians, Paul begins to build on, again, his credentials. This time he's saying, well, listen, even though this is what God's shown me, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
And he actually says, I went to others and submitted to that. So listen at the start of this chapter, while he builds on his credentials by saying, others have agreed with me, I've submitted it to others.
Yeah.
And then he says, but you know what? Even though I submitted it, but I'm no one's a lapdog, you know what I mean? I don't just say, take whatever they say.
Yeah.
And he said, for instance, when Peter got into error regarding this, he said, I rebuked him.
But I love his boldness in telling the Galatians that he did that to Peter, because they would be thinking, jeepers, Peter must have really been in error if Paul went to rebuke him, you know?
Yeah, so, and there's
which adds to the urgency of what he's
like,
saying.
It's like, if I rebuked Peter, I'm going to rebuke you.
That's
you
know? Right.
you listen to him building and building, and then towards the end of the chapter, he starts to build the actual actual credentials about the actual problem itself, why the law can't save us and why we can't go back to it.
Yeah.
And there's a little verse that he says in verse 19. It says, through the law, I died to the law. And I just want to give my translation. This is not the one you'll read.
Sure. Yeah.
Paul's saying, through my study of the Old Testament, I came to realize no one can actually become righteous through the Old Testament. No one can live through the Old Testament. I studied the law and I discovered that in the law, it tells me we can't live
The
law.
It's and Christ and Christ alone.
Yeah, so that becomes the essence. He says, I'm going to show you from the law itself.
Yeah.
Why we don't trust in the law.
Yep.
This is not external teaching.
Yep.
This is not my ideas. It's actually in the law. So he starts off with more credentials, the fact that he would even rebuke Peter, but then he begins to build the fact, I'm actually teaching you what the law itself teaches.
Yeah.
So thanks, David. Yeah. Read chapter 2.
Absolutely. Galatians chapter 2. 14 years afterwards, I went up to Jerusalem again with Barnabas, and I took Titus also with me. It was in obedience to a revelation that I went, and I laid before the apostles the good news that I am proclaiming among the Gentiles. I did this privately before those who are thought highly of, for fear that I might possibly be taking, or might have already taken, a course which would prove useless. Yet even my companion Titus, though a Greek, was not compelled to be circumcised. But on account of the false brothers who had stolen in, the men who had crept in to spy upon the liberty which we have through union with Christ Jesus, in order to bring us back to slavery. Why we did not for a moment yield submission to them, that the truth of the good news might be yours always. Of those who are thought somewhat highly of, what they once were makes no difference to me. God does not recognize human distinctions. Those, I say, who are thought highly of, added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they saw that I had been entrusted with the good news for the Gentiles, just as Peter had been for the Jews. For he who gave Peter power for his mission to the Jews gave me also power to go to the Gentiles. Recognizing the charge entrusted to me, James, Peter, and John, who were regarded as pillars of the church, openly acknowledged Barnabas and me as fellow workers, agreeing that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the Jews. Only we were to remember the poor, the very thing I was myself anxious to do. But when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, for he stood self-condemned. Before certain persons came from James, he had been in the habit of eating with the Gentile converts. But when they came, he began to withdraw and hold aloof, for fear of offending those who still held to circumcision. The rest of the Jewish converts were guilty of the same hypocrisy, so that even Barnabas was led away by it. But when I saw that they were not dealing straightforwardly with the truth of the good news, I said to Peter before them all, if you who were born a Jew adopt Gentile customs instead of Jewish, why are you trying to compel the Gentile converts to adopt Jewish customs? We are Jews by birth and not outcasts of Gentile origin. I know that no one is pronounced righteous as the result of obedience to law, but only through faith in Christ Jesus. So we placed our faith in Christ Jesus in order that we might be pronounced righteous. as the result of faith in Christ and not of obedience to law. For such obedience will not result in even one soul's being pronounced righteous. If while seeking to be pronounced righteous through union with Christ, we were ourselves seen to be outcasts, would that make Christ an agent of sin? Heaven forbid! For if I rebuild the very thing that I pulled down, I prove myself to have done wrong. I indeed through law became dead to law, in order to live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, so it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And as for my present earthly life, I am living it by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not reject the love of God. If righteousness comes through law, then there was no need for Christ to die.